Thunder! 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 Thundercats, I'm going too high!
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck!
Action! Action! Action Room Ho! Hey everybody out there in radio land and internet land, this is the Action Room special New Year's episode!
Yay!
I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And who else is here with us in the Action Room studio?
Producer Mike.
Yes, Producer Mike. And Fred! Hello, Fred. Welcome. Now, Fred, Jessica, and Producer Mike... What? That's a brand new character here in the Action Room, Fred.
I didn't approve Fred.
You didn't approve Fred. We have to. The memo was not distributed. Now, help me out here. What year is it now?
2009.
Nine. Okay. I feel like nine is a very shiny, sparkly number, so I expect it to be a shiny, sparkly year.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be weird having to write 2009 on everything.
Fuck, I hate that about 2009. God. Checks and shit? All
right. I get like halfway through the year and then I start doing it correctly.
Right. So please note, IRS, all of Jessica's taxes will be marked 2008.
So you can pay me more!
Although, even though they actually are for tax year 2008. Oh, yeah. So, we're not here to talk about taxes, though. We're here to talk about
that's the last thing.
Pop culture, geek culture, all kinds of fun culture in the pop culture world.
But first, I wanted to know what your guys' resolutions were.
These are always fun.
Well, I have personally have a reservation. I have reservations at the Marriott for January
20th. It's a great resolution.
Yes. I have resolved to exercise more, because although I am a skinny, tall guy, and you can count my ribs, you know, I am getting up there in years, and it would be good to, you know, exercise, develop those muscles for that big movie role someday.
Ooh.
Where I have to take off my shirt or TV role, and I just have to show, you know, the washboard, it's right here, I'm hitting it really hard.
Do you go to the gym
Push me right here, Mike. I've never really gone to the gym. I did go to the gym briefly for a brief period when I was 24, and that lasted about a month.
There is that turn when you're in your 30s where you realize you have to start going to the gym. Like, yes. You really don't want to. You never have. For people who have never gone to the gym, I know,
right.
Jessica,
you're pretty lucky. I realized that when I was about 18.
13.
If I don't go to the gym, these curves will turn into rolls.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's even for fat people, you know, that
not you.
No, not you at all. No, I'm saying
I'm not fat. Voluptuous.
Voluptuous. No, for people who just never have done anything, it hits you in your 30s, and you realize you've got to do something.
Now, although
there are people that like are just so skinny and they eat
Tony,
like such crap.
But we're speaking with Tony, and he even realizes he has to.
Yeah, the metabolism slows down a little bit. You know, you're in your 30s, and it's not quite as fast. So now I never went to the gym on a regular basis, but I do intermittent push-ups, sit-ups, and maybe even the occasional jumping jack session.
Oh, it's like you're in jail or something.
It is like I'm in jail.
All you can do is...
So anyway, I've started over the past couple of weeks doing push-ups and sit-ups and jumping jacks almost every day.
And double dutch. You're doing
And
that.
Double dutch. My mother says to...
I fell out dressed in yellow.
Miss Mary
I
Mac.
I don't know the word.
So okay, I've gotten myself up from 9 or 8 push-ups before I collapse in a heap of exhaustion to now like 15 or 16 push-ups relatively effortlessly.
Ooh, nice. We should do a push-up contest.
I know.
Yes, Action Room future
try
contest.
Try and kick your ass.
Geek push-up contest.
Geek push-up.
Can I do girly push-up?
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay, with your knees bent.
You get to hold of my pretty pony as you do the push-up.
All right, well, my...
So what about producer Mike?
Mine is, as the producer... I have to say, the resolution is to get this show on, like, a real
network.
Radio.
Nice.
I mean, we're not already on a real network now?
We're on the radio.
I wanted to
you
break this to you.
Oh, God. The whole time.
Oh, God.
I thought we were on the morning show.
Aren't we on, like, the heart of New York City or
this
something?
This isn't live?
No, it's not live. Oh. I'm sorry.
Aren't we, like, the morning show in Atlanta?
No. I'd like to get it on Sirius or
XM. Good morning, Colorado.
Sirius or XM, so that's my resolution, if satellite radio is still around for the full year here.
That's good. I can be down with that resolution.
Yeah, I'm down. So Jessica, your
turn. So my resolution is to stop masturbating. In public.
This is crazy. Jessica, you do have a record, though, of doing that in public, don't you? You've been arrested several times in public.
Yeah, MIP.
She's got a rap sheet.
Masturbation in public.
She's got a rap sheet a mile long. No, wait, did you just say in your pee?
MIP.
If you're friends with pee, you're friends
with
pee.
Not a minor in possession, but a masturbation in public ticket.
MIP.
Oh, okay,
no, it's because I just feel guilty, and I know it's bad, and you should only have sexual relations with the one you love.
Jessica is really now the poster child for no more public masturbation. Now, by the way, audience members, I will tell you that there is a special game that we didn't tell you about. One of these resolutions is fake. and you, the audience, can call our Action Room hotline on our website.
I'm going to give you a tip.
And you can
call
in.
Tony never goes to the gym.
Tony never does push-ups at all.
I'm going to give you a tip. We're never going to get on series.
Let us know. Never say never.
All right.
2009 will be the year. Jessica should actually resolve not to date any more 80s, or date or hang out with any more 80s celebrities.
Never!
80s child stars.
You would be crushing my existence.
Yeah, she couldn't hold out. All right, so here, I did not give you gifts on the Christmas episode.
Whoa.
But I am now giving you gifts on the New Year's episode.
Right now? We're going to do that later.
Yes, right now.
He's turning a new leaf.
All right, so one for Jessica, one for Tony.
Two Jessica from producer Mike.
Yeah. Is it a calendar?
You guys,
it's a big rectangle.
He actually really wrapped
it. And
well.
Unwrap
did
it. Hear the unwrapping.
Did you wrap this yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Should we go? Jessica, you go first.
Jessica
goes
first.
Listen. It's the best sound.
Wow. Oh my lord!
I'm sorry, I just screamed into the mic.
This ties into your New Year's resolution.
Oh no!
No more messing with
Michael, you are a gem.
Now we need a little background here.
You guys.
Those of you who
I haven't even told
listeners.
You guys what I got because I'm still in shock.
Okay.
Sandra Brown's Fantasy.
Now, please, Jessica, recap us.
On an earlier episode, I don't even remember how we got into the conversation.
I think we talked about how did we find out about the birds and the bees.
Well, no, it was an article on a
oh, the
romance.
Chick that was on the cover of the romance novel that Mike had met.
Right.
What's her name?
Some crazy bitch.
Geyer.
Obviously, it was very important. And I was telling the audience and you guys that one of my first sexual enlightenment experiences was this romance novel that I picked up at Target called Fantasy.
And Mike hunted it down.
And Mike...
And what I realized is Sandra Brown is a big romance novelist,
so
and she has a lot.
It
this
wasn't
is a very,
very
classy cover. It looks like it could be like an Asian.
Okay, there is like an orchid on the cover. The cover is pink, and it says Fanta. And
oh my
the
God!
Line
can
under
I read a passage?
Yes.
It's a giant capital C.
Okay. Got it.
As you open your present, I'm gonna
got it from
okay.
I'm
find a good
from
passage.
Amazon, and does this take you back once you read
y'all,
it?
No, I cannot.
Are
wait
you getting
I'm gonna read this shit over again.
Are you gonna touch yourself in the studio now?
Not. I'm not gonna MIP it. I'm gonna MI home.
It might be. Is that a phrase that you had before this?
It might be as a minor. Is when you get caught
minor
with liquor.
In possession. All right.
That's funny. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have a drug-addled past, so I don't not that you
sucks
do.
Sucks for you.
All right.
Oh, God, something.
She's finding the exact passage. Okay. Now, this is.
Hold on. Let Tony open up his.
Okay, this is Tony Wolf opening his New Year's.
I can't read
New Year's holiday gift. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing a cover. I'm seeing a hardcover book. Oh, my God! Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have read articles about this book, because as you know, I'm always scouring the news. This is a book written by like a 9-year-old boy, which was a huge hit, and the book is titled How to Talk to Girls. Because, you know, Tony, he's a stud, but he could always use a little brush up from an 8-year-old.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, what I figure, you know, you have a girl now, but, you know, it can never hurt to know how to talk to them.
If you want to start a conversation with a girl, first you have to say something like, hi. If the girl says hi back, you are off to a good start. Wisdom from a very wealthy 9-year-old.
Now, moving right along,
the next thing
that should happen is a passage from Fantasy.
Yes. We go from
staring
say hi.
Fixedly at her hand and the idle movement of her fingers, he began to lightly grind his body into hers. Then, not
just
so
lightly.
The rotations quickened and her hips rose to meet them. Seconds later, it ended in a frenzy of simultaneous explosions.
Just seconds later?
Just seconds. That's all it takes in
Whoa.
Fantasy.
Wow. Sounds like an action movie.
Like that?
I think the girl would be gypped if seconds after grinding there was the explosion. Right?
Oh,
doesn't she want a little longer?
See, shows
wait,
how
wait,
much you know.
To this
Read
thing.
That book.
How to Talk to Girls, page 36.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Good. Yeah, let's move it along.
Okay.
To the,
all right. We got to take a break, though. Don't we?
Thank
okay.
you, producer Mike.
Thank you so much.
Very person-specific gifts.
I knew that these would be perfect. I'm sorry they weren't on Christmas, but you know, better late than never.
You put some real thought into it.
Yes, I did.
I screwed that up.
All right, guys. I think we are going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we have an exclusive interview with Wormy T, the creator of the fake Thundercats trailer that's getting all those hits on YouTube. And after the break, we got the nerd news coming up. He covered her other nipple with his mouth and tugged at it hard to give pleasure, but tempered enough to prevent pain. He raked his teeth against it and plucked at it lightly with his lips.
All right, before we get totally centered.
I think I'm going to MIP at this point.
All right, well, one thing I wanted to do real quick, because I had a resolution last year to never drink Coke again.
Never drink any soda, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
Never any soda. And
you did it
well.
1 year.
And it's been 1 year, but I wanted to go back. Not to Coke, but just try it one more time. Just
now, here's
this is the worst
celebration.
Thing.
I know,
this is not good.
It's been a year. I want to see what it tastes like.
I will point out that I've gone long periods without drinking soda, although never a year.
Yeah.
And when I drink it again, it never tastes as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait to get him excited for that, Tony.
Get ready to be super disappointed.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
You don't want me to do this?
No. I just want you to understand the depth of what you're doing.
I hope I don't go back. I was addicted.
Look,
your
cannot. You were drinking
explode.
Like 10 sodas.
I was. It was ridiculous. And I lost a lot of weight by not. But here's the deal. Now listen to the opening. This is the opening.
Okay.
He's so excited. Oh, good sound effect.
Ooh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Like beer.
I'm shaking. Okay.
Producer Mike.
Go. Wait.
This is actually a bigger deal.
Hold on.
I wish y'all could see this.
This is like on a golf course. Like, Producer Mike steps up to the plate.
This is
a bigger deal than I thought it
producer
would.
Producer Mike is holding the Coke. He's now drinking the Coke. One slurp. Two slurps. He's putting the Coke down. He's...
Wow.
He's about to chime in.
It was actually pretty intense.
You just burped. I've won.
Now... What did it taste like? Did it taste better?
Is it taste acidic?
It tasted very like powerful, kind of, because I've been used to water now for this long, and
it's a strong taste.
I don't think I'll go back.
His head jerked back like 8 feet.
But you know what? I feel a surge, like surge through my body, like an energy, which I haven't had.
It's not heroin.
Anyway, we'll see if this takes.
Later in the show, when Mike has convulsions.
I'm going to give this to my lovely hosts here if they want it.
All right.
And we can
one
move on.
One sip only.
You're not sick, right? You're not sick.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to, this is a regular feature, the Nerd News.
Beep, 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 beep.
Please put an echo on that, Mike. All right. So, in the world of the Nerd News, Jessica, what do we have? The Nerd News.
I thought it would be interesting to talk about this new movie that's in talks of coming out called The Expendables, written and directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Oh. I'm so excited about this. What do you think, Tony?
It seems pretty cool. I first heard about it a few days ago. I guess on the heels of the success of the Rocky Balboa, the extra movie that
Rambo.
He did. And then
did that
Rambo
really have that
5.
Much success?
They did really well
did
financially,
they? Okay.
And they were solid. I'm sure they do really well on DVDs. Anyway, he's got this movie, and it is a new action movie where it's called The Expendables, so I guess it's about a bunch of mercenaries.
I'm just excited. Who even cares what the plot is? the fact that it has almost every action star in it is just
and
like...
And some people who are not action stars. Forest Whitaker, to my knowledge, has never done an action
movie.
But he's going to be badass.
He's going to be badass.
But you have to have... Yeah, you have to have
who
a couple
else do we
of,
have? Jet Li?
You have to have a couple of good actors in this. But
yeah, leaven it out.
You have Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Sylvester Stallone...
Jason Statham.
Hopefully, maybe, who's the guy with the three names, the French
Jean-Claude
guy?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme. And Schwarzenegger will make an appearance or something like that.
Schwarzenegger's not going to make an appearance.
Well, he can't be, in politics after a year or two anymore. So I think he is going to get back to movies.
Right.
But I'm excited, and I don't know. I just think there has to be explosions every second in this film. Even if they're in
even
the middle.
Even more
of,
than the last Rambo movie.
Yeah, and even in the middle of a scene where they're just talking, an explosion goes off.
It just goes off, and they're like, do you see that? Yeah, then they go back to talking. All right.
I'm pretty excited.
So that is set for a 2010 release, I believe.
Nice. All right. Next up is a story on copyright laws. Basically, Popeye has now ended its
Yeah, so when it,
how many years is it?
I mean, well, 95 years, I think, is every
95 years after the... It's like 75 years after the author's death.
75 years.
After the author's death. So,
so he has been dead for 75 years.
But it, when is it up? It's up this year, or...
Apparently it ended on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
New Year's Day.
So should we expect a slew of Popeye movies?
Now, this is only in the EU. In America, the Poppy copyright, the Popeye copyright still stands, which means the Robert Altman, Robin Williams Popeye.
You're taking too many drugs. The Popeye.
Okay,
the
I have a friend. I have a friend that I try and get her to say Popeye as many times. It's so random, but because she says Pie Pie, she literally cannot say Popeye.
That's funny.
And you know, I was on the Cash Cab.
The
I don't know if anybody knows, but I was on the Cash Cab.
Oh, I think
that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of my trivia questions, the answer was Popeye, and she got to answer on TV.
Pie.
And
did you still win?
Yeah, we won.
Is she Peloponnesian or what? Why did she say Pie?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's but no.
Funny.
I heard that also in 2024, Superman, Mickey Mouse, and what was the third
Bugs
one?
Bunny.
Bugs Bunny
copyrights are set to expire now.
They're gonna.
But nobody's gonna give a shit in 2024.
Well, no. I think they will, and I think they're gonna have to extend it because there's no way those things could become public domain.
Well, if you listen to producer Mike, the entertainment industry as we know it will be dead by that point, which leads us into our next meeting.
I cannot even tell you guys. I've been emailing with these boys all week, and
we have many meetings.
Depressing thing.
Here's the deal. I have a theory. Okay, that the entertainment industry will be completely done in 5 years. Now, this can coincide with the 2012 end of the world, but I think it's end of entertainment, which is basically the end of art and therefore the end of humanity and
development.
Yeah.
Now wait, so you feel that there will be no entertainment, or just it'll be unrecognizable? It'll all be on the internet.
Yeah, it'll all be nobody could make money from it anymore. Mm. So at that point, what would be the purpose in doing it anymore? You know, that's what I think.
Well, this guy that we're gonna speak with,
except to sell shirts, I guess.
Well, the guy we're gonna have the interview with, Wormy T. I mean, he didn't get paid to do that. He really did it for laughs.
But he needs a job in video games that do sell. To make money, though.
Okay, so you don't consider video games part of the entertainment industry?
Video games might be the only thing that survives, but sadly, I don't consider... Yeah, I mean,
see,
I
just feel like even when we're going through a recession and times are shitty, like, the only thing people will still do is go to the movies because it allows them to have escape for
hours. It's a bigger issue, and I don't actually consider it really having anything to do with the recession. I think it's more about lack of focus. But the other thing that I heard is that in 2095, Aqua Teen Hunger Force... Family Guy and Ryan Seacrest are going to be
their copyrights will expire.
Yeah, they're going to be in public domain.
So
Ryan Seacrest is still alive.
He's public domain. I'm sorry. I'm going to have Ryan Seacrest.
All fuck with him.
Now, in other news, Viacom narrowly escaped being completely obliterated in a financial dispute with Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Right up until New Year's, they had not yet achieved a resolution about profit sharing for all of Viacom's networks. That includes Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, MTV, VH1, and I think a grand total of 16 or 19 networks.
Wow. And
so
big one. Those are like people's favorites.
Yeah, immense. So there was a danger that those networks would all go dark at midnight 2009. And we were watching this story very eagerly.
And I'm thinking, like, wow, is it going to be off the air at 12 midnight? But I'm thinking, like, are they actually negotiating at, like, 11:30 last night on New Year's?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It reminds
me of the transit strike when, like, you see them all coming out of the building where they were just talking, like, oh,
right.
Stop and
talk. All right, let's move on to my my interview.
So, by the way, Viacom still aired all its channels today. Mm-hmm. They achieved a deal, and the world is safe.
So
entertainment will not die, Michael.
I think it's a warning about my five-year end of entertainment. But,
they just want more money. More money, more problem.
That's what they always say.
So
let's get to the interview. I'm pretty excited about this.
Now
Michael
Mike.
Did this.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we can check it out. Thundercats was one of my favorite 80s cartoons. We can have a whole discussion about that on another episode about how cheesy or not cheesy
or
it was.
Call our hotline, our 1-800 number, and talk to us about the Thundercats.
Now, this guy did a fake trailer. It's like a fan trailer. It's really awesome. It's as if, the Thundercats, was done as a live-action feature with spliced together with movies from Brad Pitt and Vin Diesel and all these things. And so I interviewed him, and it's a good interview. I don't know.
All right.
It's just, kind of what he does and how he did it. And you can check it out on YouTube under Thundercats
trailer.
You don't even need to fake. Just Thundercats trailer. It comes up. It's the first thing. And Wormy T is
Wormy
his name.
T.
So here it is.
All right, let's check it out. Here we go.
There's no doubt that one of the biggest cartoons from the 80s was the Thundercats. While we wait for Hollywood to make the Thundercats movie, a fan has created an amazing Thundercats trailer by splicing together various movies from Brad Pitt to Vin Diesel to Hugh Jackman. That fan's name is Wormy, and he's on the phone with me right now. Thanks for joining us in the Action Room, Wormy.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, you live in San Francisco, but you're from Dublin, Ireland.
That's right. Yeah, I immigrated here about 10 years ago.
Now, I remember as a kid coming home every day after school to watch the Thundercats around 4 or 5 p.m. How was it for you in Dublin?
It was pretty much the same thing. We get all the American cartoons growing up, Transformers, G.I. Joe, all that stuff as well. So I probably watched it as regularly as I watched like He-Man and all the other stuff, you know.
Okay, so how did you come up with the idea to make this Thundercats trailer?
I think I just had a conversation with a friend, and he also does this kind of stuff too. And the first shot I did was with Brad Pitt saying, you know, when he says, immortality, take it, it's yours.
Right.
I took the clip of the audio of Lionel saying, Thundercats ho, and pretty much synced it up with Brad Pitt saying that, and, you know, took out the audio from Troy. And when that synced up, I thought, this could work. So I went ahead and recolored that scene to make him look like Lionel. And then once that was done, I was like, oh, man, I have to make a trailer of this. This will be fine.
Yeah, what exactly was the process, and how long did it take to do this?
You know, it took a long time. Each scene can take between, let's say, 1 and 3 days. Some scenes I could do maybe 2 a night. But for that trailer, there's like hundreds of scenes, you know, hundreds of shots. So I pretty much, it took me about maybe 6 months just to find all the footage, and I pretty much dropped it in the timeline. And then once that was kind of like pretty much ready, that's when I went ahead and took all the shots, put them in Photoshop, basically edited every frame, frame by frame.
In wow.
Photoshop. Yeah, it took... Altogether, it took about a little over a year because I had some side jobs going on at the same time, which took up all my time when I got home from work. So,
what movies did you use? What's the list?
Oh, man, I used a lot. I think I used Stargate, Troy, Chronicles of Riddick. They're the obvious ones. Mm-hmm. Garfield for Snarf. You know, the hardest one was Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat. I didn't know who I was going to use for that. For a while, I was like, maybe I should use Peter Pan. And then, you know, there's a bunch of movies like Catch That Kid, or
right.
There's a bunch of like spy kind of kid movies I was going to use. And it took a while, and I thought, maybe Spy Kid. Yeah, Chitara, that was another difficult one. I rented so many movies. Like, I had, I think, Sheena from that 70s movie for a while, but that was, the footage was so grainy, I just couldn't use any of that. So I knew there was a few freaky alien chicks in, what's it called, Farscape.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't very familiar with that. And actually, a coworker owned all the seasons of Farscape, so I basically got all of them from him.
What has the response been? Like?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, I remember I put it up, on the 20th, I think, or the 21st of December. I left my apartment, and that was like, it was like 400 hits. And when I got to work, which takes about an hour on the train, there was like 12,000. I was like, whoa, that was 12,000.
That's then, awesome.
Yeah, and then throughout the day, I kept refreshing, and it was like getting hits every like 5 seconds. I was like, wow. And then, yeah, I guess it was linked to so many websites like E-Online. And,
there's nothing like that rush of putting your clip on YouTube and watching it succeed.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, it's fun to see the reaction.
Now, supposedly there will be a CGI Thundercats movie in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this, and do you think your trailer maybe might inspire the studios to do a live-action approach instead of CGI?
I know, I can't say that. My trailer would influence it. I mean, mine is just pretty much actors with makeup on their face, you know, like I couldn't replicate any kind of fur, but I would definitely go with live-action. I think they'd be wasting it going the CG route.
Do you want to plug your site or where people can see everything?
Yes, Wormy TV Blogspot. If you go to my my YouTube page, there's links to it there.
And if you go to YouTube and just go to Thundercats trailer, it'll come up.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, I've been talking to Wormy, creator of the amazing Thundercats fan trailer. Thanks for joining us, Wormy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
All right, everyone. So, wow, quite a New Year's extravaganza.
What are you doing, Jessica?
Really interesting. I mean,
what do you got there, Jessica?
I'm eating some chips. You want some?
Are those Ruffles?
No, but you're about to eat dinner. What do you do?
I'm hungry. Hey, everybody needs to eat some black-eyed peas.
What?
What? Where did that come from?
It's the new year. You always eat black-eyed peas on the new year because it brings good luck for the year.
Is this a New Orleans tradition?
I don't know. I'm not from New Orleans. It's a southern tradition.
The replacement.
It is.
And if you don't have black-eyed peas, it's baked Ruffles.
Can I listen to Fergie if I don't have black-eyed peas?
Good one.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I like her black-eyed peas.
And on that astoundingly genius joke.
This is why you love the Action Room, people. This is why you tune in week after week. So thanks very much. Next week, we'll have another amazing show for you.
I will give you a hint. Next week is a musical guest.
Ooh.
Whoa, dude, we're finding this out for the first time, live on the air. Now remember, new episodes always at 7 p.m. Friday nights.
Check us out. Leave comments on our MySpace page. Check all our videos out on YouTube.
Call the hotline.
Call the hotline. Tell us what you think. Love us. Never leave us. It's the Action Room.